This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
In Psalm 20, King David was probably revealing his own heart, that he needed everyone's prayers as he was battling the enemies of Israel. He needed deliverance, protection, and endurance. And consequently, the Jews sang the psalm on behalf of their king. David simply recorded what they sang. Lord, give victory to the king. May he answer us on the day that we call. Perhaps the Apostle Paul was reflecting on this psalm when he wrote these words in his first letter to Timothy.
First of all, then, I urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings, and all those who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good, and it pleases God our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Prayer for government leaders, regardless of their religious beliefs, is to be a priority for Christians. In Paul's day, this meant praying for the Roman emperors and other leaders who were anything but godly. But notice, these prayers had one major purpose. God wants us to live in a peaceful society so that we can communicate the message of eternal life. Though churches certainly thrive through times of persecution, they grow and expand even more in times of peace and tranquility. So let's remember this principle to live by. We should make it a priority to pray very specifically and consistently for our government leaders. This is an enduring truth and very important in today's world.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.